Joining me live in studio today is Star Valley High School Principal Jason Horsley and Mr. Dan Barnes with us as well today to talk about this new Technical Education Center. And Principal Horsley, we'll start with you. Thanks for coming on over today. Appreciate you taking some time. It's an exciting week, homecoming and big ribbon cutting.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Duke. It is exciting. We have about 800 kids pretty excited with homecoming activities at the high school. And one of those that we hope the community is excited about is our ribbon cutting of our Career Technical Education Center at Star Valley High School.
Now, this has been in the works, of course, for quite a while to get to this point to be able to do this open house. Let's go back to the very beginning and where this idea came from and some of the early steps and stages that had to take place for this to happen.
Yeah, Duke. So about 5 years ago, we had some of our industry partners come to us and talk about providing high-quality career and technical education certification programs at Star Valley High School. And we were doing a lot of that, but one of the major missing programs was automotive. And so that was a driving force, and our industry partners visited with us, and we launched a project. The school district got behind it with the Education Foundation. And through that process, we met, you know, the class of 1963, who was influential in this. We met one of their classmates, Ralph, and his brother, Kalen Call. And from then, it just kind of grew into what is now a beautiful auto shop and a career technical center there at Star Valley High School. So we're really excited about it.
Now, this took a lot of community support to get going, and a lot of fundraising efforts. And I mean, before the first bucket of dirt was turned, I mean, there was a lot of work behind the scenes to get to that point.
Yes, it was years in the making, but you know, the one thing that we targeted right from the very beginning is we wanted the valedictorian and our vocational student to walk across the stage. Our valedictorian is often headed off to college and well-prepared, and they're pretty successful. We also wanted our career tech students to have the same opportunity and walk across the stage with the same confidence. And so with that as our goal, and our industry partners were just amazing to work with on this project, it was going to happen. You could just see it from the very beginning. It was a matter of time, and we were just really excited to watch the ball start rolling, and it quickly happened, and here we are today.
So, of course, this Friday is the big day. You said you hope the community's excited. Tell us what is happening and what the community can expect when they come out.
Yeah, so at 3:30, we're going to have an open house, kind of a ribbon cutting, if you will, just an opportunity for the public to come out and see what's happening there and to see this beautiful facility, as well as we've invited some of those influential donors and people that made this project happen to come for a short program. But really, the public can come by, check it out, just take a gander or a walk right through and see what's in there. The current technology is top of the line. Our students will be trained with the best that the industry has to offer, so we're really excited about it.
Well, you brought Mr. Dan Barnes along with you. Dan, let's have you hop on the microphone here as well. And I bet you're pretty excited about this program to get up and running, and sounds like it's ready to go, huh?
Yeah, it's been a great time so far, Duke. Thanks for having me.
So tell us what Principal Horsley was just mentioning, top-of-the-line equipment. So let's talk more specifics as far as what students will be doing in this class and some of the things that you'll be teaching.
Yeah, it really is top-of-the-line equipment. We're very fortunate. There's been a lot of things go into this so far, and we're still building it, but so far the shop is set up really nice. We've got three two-post lifts in there. We've got a really nice brand new Hunter alignment rack. We got tire machines. We got digital multimeters for all the students. We have a personal tool set that each student can use while they're there. They don't even have to bring their own tools. It reminds me of a lot of what I'd see at a college. I'd say it's out of the norm for a high school. It's more than you'd really expect. It's really something to see. These kids can come in without anything, with really no knowledge, no tools, nothing, and kind of be able to be introduced to the automotive industry. Really super fortunate. It's something that I kind of wish I had when I was coming through. You know, they used to have it back in the day, and then it kind of seemed to go away for a little bit, and now it's coming back really strong. It's really neat to see.
So is there going to be separate courses, separate specialties, or is it more just a general overview?
Yeah, so we have specific courses. We have an introductory mechanics course. You know, you start from ground level. The kids can get in without knowing anything, and we just start slowly introducing them to the automotive industry. I do have a specific automotive electrical class that is super good for kids to get going on, because that's sort of one thing that really hard for kids going into this industry to pick up on their own. These vehicles and really everything's got so much technology in it. And we have this electrical course that these students are starting on, and really good stuff, to, equipment and stuff to go along with it to get them boosted. So we have that, and then we have the introductory class, and then we have a more advanced class where they get a little more into engines and transmissions, drivetrains, a little more heavy-duty stuff. And then we also have a specific class on suspension and steering where they get to utilize that alignment rack. And then and that's combined with a braking class right now too. So all combined, we try to touch on all aspects and get them introduced to what they're going to be seeing as they leave high school, what it's really going to be like in the industry. Try to combine with what I've seen in the past when I've been out as a mechanic, and what I just try to get them prepped, and so when they walk out this door, they have some experience. They have seen what they're going to see in the field, and along with it, we have some certifications that we're working on. They can come in, and we're getting linked up with ASE, which is a nationally recognized certification program. A lot of people have seen it. You've probably seen it on a lot of automotive buildings. A big blue star. It says ASE in capital letters. Okay, it's a nationally accredited program to where these kids can go through and meet certain criteria and pass it, some tests at the end and get that certificate. And on top of that, we have, I guess we call them badges or small certificates too. They can get certified in like torque wrenches, torque instruments, digital multimeters, scan tools, a lot of the new technology stuff. Let's see what else we got. They got the alignment rack. Hunter has a certification that these kids can attain by going through this course and passing off their knowledge on it and demonstration on how to align vehicles on these new alignment racks. And so some really cool stuff. These kids can really gain a lot from this program.
So it sounds like by the time a student graduates from high school, they should be ready to get a job, right? I mean, that's the goal. There shouldn't need to be any further education for them to get a job. They'll have the training and certifications they need. Is that the goal?
Well, that's the idea. I mean, we still encourage these kids to go to a trade school and to further it, but it really gives them a jump start. And if they don't make it to somewhere else, then it gives them a big foot in the door.
So. And even those that aren't pursuing that as a career, I mean, we talk about real life experience being taught in the schools. I mean, everyone's going to own a car, right? So even those that don't want to go into the mechanic field, seems like maybe those early courses are still a good idea and something that students can still take.
Absolutely. We got this introduction class. We start out by changing like if you had a flat tire on the side of the road, we get the jack out of the back of the car. And then we teach them how to change it and put a tire on, torque it down. And so, yeah, it really starts at a basic level. And if that's the only class they take, then they'll know how to do that. And they'll know how to check their battery and check their oil and check their transmission. And so, yeah, it starts out real basic.
Again, with Dan Barnes from Starbody High School and Principal Jason Horsley. Principal Horsley, as the open house comes up this Friday, any final comments on this new technical education center that's opening up?
Yeah, you bet. You know, it's kind of funny listening to Dan makes me think all of our wives are probably wondering when the weekend course starts, right? Ship us out or at least get us enrolled. But anyway, no, we were really fortunate. You know, there were two major miracles in this thing. One was the donors and the partners that we made to make this happen. And the other one was finding Dan. We poached him from industry. And so we have a guy that has a lot of experience teaching our students and really preparing them. So we're just really excited. We're excited to have Dan on board, and we just invited anybody that wants to come out and see us, we'll see you on Friday.
All right, Friday at 3:30 at Starbody High School. It's homecoming day Friday, so you can do that. And then, of course, stick around for football as well. It's all part of the weekday wake-up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.